coming of the atomic bomb was only the last of a series of warnings to mankind that unless the powers of destruction could be controlled, immense ruin and almost annihilation would be the lot of the most highly civilized portions of mankind. I welcome, therefore, the decision to remit the whole problem of the control of atomic energy to a commission of the United Nations organization. In this discovery, we can see set clearly before us in tangible form the question that faces the modern world. Here is an invention fraught with immense possibilities on the one hand of danger and on the other of advantage to the human race. It is for the peoples of the world, through their representatives, to make their choice between life and death.